1.
I know it sounds silly, like I haven't grown up or stopped reading comics. But frankly, I find a white page filled with black print only a complete turn-off. Pictures speak 1,000 words. And these days, some of the artwork is beautiful and poetic. I like the retelling of old tales. My favourite books come from Belgium and Japan. People call it literature light, but I think they're just snobs.
2.
I work a long way from where I live, and so I spend many hours each week stuck on a train. And I like nothing better than to lose myself in a big, fat book. I'm a complete sucker for popular fiction, in easy-to-visualise settings. My favourite novels are about romance and money and power. And I like a good baddie with evil intentions on some beautiful woman. And it must be long. Very, very long.
3.
I have always read a lot since I was a young girl. It used to drive my mother crazy. She could never get me to do anything. I was always absorbed in a book. I can read everything and anything. Poems, histories, crime thrillers, romances, comic books. Anything I can lay my hands on. Of course, I studied literature at university. And there I discovered Walt Whitman and the power of the modern lyric. I still read lots of different stuff, but nothing beats the brevity and perfection of verse.
4.
I don't like books that don't deal with the real world. What's the point of all that imagination and beautiful writing if it doesn't tell us something about our lives? I like a good story, but about something that actually happened, rather than something just made up. And these days, some of the stuff they make up is crazy. I like anything to do with Napoleon. Including, of course, the greatest book ever written, War and Peace, by Leo Tolstoy.
5. I'm a university teacher and researcher, and spend half my life with my head buried in one learned journal or another. When I get home, nothing relaxes me more than losing myself in a well-plotted novel, with a well-drawn character, usually a detective or investigator of some sort, with a really difficult case on his hands. And he must have personal problems. In fact, the more miserable he is, the better. Now listen again. 1.
I know it sounds silly. Like I haven't grown up or stopped reading comics. But frankly, I find a white page filled with black print only a complete turn-off. Pictures speak 1,000 words. And these days, some of the artwork is beautiful and poetic. I like the retelling of old tales. My favourite books come from Belgium and Japan. People call it literature light, but I think they're just snobs.
2.
I work a long way from where I live, and so I spend many hours each week stuck on a train. And I like nothing better than to lose myself in a big, fat book. I'm a complete sucker for popular fiction, in easy-to-visualise settings. My favourite novels are about romance and money and power. And I like a good baddie with evil intentions on some beautiful woman. And it must be long. Very, very long.
3.
I have always read a lot since I was a young girl. It used to drive my mother crazy. She could never get me to do anything. I was always absorbed in a book. I can read everything and anything. Poems, histories, crime thrillers, romances, comic books. Anything I can lay my hands on. Of course, I studied literature at university, and there I discovered Walt Whitman and the power of the modern lyric. I still read lots of different stuff, but nothing beats the brevity and perfection of verse.
4.
I don't like books that don't deal with the real world. What's the point of all that imagination and beautiful writing if it doesn't tell us something about our lives? I like a good story, but about something that actually happened, rather than something just made up. And these days, some of the stuff they make up is crazy. I like anything to do with Napoleon, including, of course, the greatest book ever written, War and Peace, by Leo Tolstoy.
5. I'm a university teacher and researcher, and spend half my life with my head buried in one learned journal or another. When I get home, nothing relaxes me more than losing myself in a well-plotted novel, with a well-drawn character, usually a detective or investigator of some sort, with a really difficult case on his hands. And he must have personal problems. In fact, the more miserable he is, the better. That is the end of task 1.